our attitude at the beginning of the game to give them the scores that we did was like it was, and I just thought overall the game we probably got what we deserved, because when you turn up with an attitude to just do enough, because that's what we did, and when you turn up with an attitude to just, it's like when going 12-0 down then going 20-12 up, that stinks. It stinks, because what happens is you quite clearly at some point make a decision to crack on with what your job is, but then decide not to again. And that's the disappointing thing, is that the start of the game was poor. The second half of the first half was pretty good, then obviously the rest of it was abysmal, if I'm being honest. But we gave in. And if people want to be part of this club, that's not a character I'm looking for. That's not a character that we want at this club. So losing Earl as well after 15 minutes or so, that hurts you as well. So whatever it is, but that could quite easily, if I wanted to use it to paper over the cracks, we use Earl coming off and the sending off and this, that and the other. Yeah, that's a load of crap. We were very, very soft today. And gifting a team like Catalan's 20-odd points, because that's basically what we've done with some of the soft tries we've conceded. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. And it all comes down to attitude. And everything you do in life is decision. And if people choose to play like that, they won't play for the Giants, I can tell you that.
Because you compare, you know, when Brett got sent off last year against Widnes and how everybody stuck in, but it seemed to be the opposite. This is
there'll be some uncomfortable people tomorrow, I can tell you that. Yeah. But that's not acceptable.
Yeah. But talking about that, how was Earl for starters?
Not good, he got dropped on his head. He's 120 kilos, it's going to hurt.
Yeah. So is he in a bad way at the moment?
He's up and around talking and whatever, but like I said, he's 120 something kilos and gets dropped on his head. Must be a very, very strong man that can do that, or a combination of strong men.
Brent,
yeah, he got a knock. The scoreline went away, and knowing what we've got coming, that's when we decided to take him off.
Precaution, then.
Is it anything to do with the
deadline he had? No. Just got a bang on the side of the knee, which if we'd have left him, it'd have been fine, but the scoreline went away from us. With the Easter period, what we've got coming, it was a decision I made to just take him out of there to try and protect him a little bit, to be honest.
No complaints about the sending off?
I'd probably say no. I haven't seen it up close yet, so I'd probably say not.
Do you have any queries about the sin binning? Do you think that should have been dealt with differently?
Possibly, but my opinion on that won't change the result, so it's, I thought not everybody, I thought Jerry, I spoke at half time about simple things. Every time we were nice and direct in our first half and decided to run hard, basically a simple factor of the game, we caused them problems and scored 20 points. So that decision, that's a decision that can't be made by individuals. That's a collective decision that everybody individual needs to make. Then the collective do all the same thing. And we chose to turn it in a little bit, if I'm being honest.
Because you did look in control, didn't you, after?
Well, to go 20-12 down and then give two tries away. Well, it's like the start of each half, you look at it, we give 24 points away. Gave them 24 points. And for all the stars that Catalan have got and what have you, they ain't a 50-point better team than the Giants, but we made them look like it. At the end of the day, when you give them all that amount of possession, they're going to hurt you. I don't think we were in there half until we scored some scrappy tries after about 25 minutes of that second half. Our attitude stank today, you know.
The players accept that it's not good enough as well, you think?
Yeah, I just asked them the question, yeah. And they was talking about it, and Joe apologised for his sending off, which, like I said, that could quite easily paper over the cracks. I don't think that would have changed much anyway. It would just help us. When you're a good team like Catalan, you've got 12 men, and you're not working as hard as what you should have done, it's going to hurt you. We've been here before and been in this position where when you do get people sent off, we can come away winning. I can remember beating Leeds by 40, and it was like, it's just a choice you make and your attitude towards it, the attitude towards working hard and sticking to your processes. And it's... unfortunately we didn't do that, which that's my job to fix up, and some uncomfortable people, I imagine, tomorrow. We're going to be very, very honest tomorrow.
Busy period coming up, though, Paul. Can you make wholesale changes, given you've got 2 games in 4 days?
Probably not, but I've got the opportunity to stiffen some people up and put them in the place where they're not, probably think they're comfortable.